the Purdue bands, the fall concert band Gold and Black, are performing this Sunday afternoon. Our director, Douglas Fletcher, is here. Hi.
Good morning, John.
Welcome back. This is a delightful program, and I love that you've themed it. Tell us a little bit about this concert and what we're going to be hearing.
Sure. I decided to go with a theme, Air, Land, and Sea. So every composition on the program has something to do with one of those three elements.
And when you guys put this sort of thing together, because I know there is so much going on. I mean, the All-American Marching Band, the other bands, the orchestras, these guys are really busy besides all their schoolwork. Does that sort of theme help when you guys put together and rehearsal?
Sure. This particular time I decided I wanted to do a theme concert. And as I was picking repertoire, I noticed, gosh, I've got a couple here that have to do with the sea and so forth. And I thought, and did some research and came up with that theme title. So, and I think the students are buying into this rather than just a hodgepodge of pieces with it all having some type of common thread.
Doug Fletcher's my guest, and we have the Gold and Black bands performing Sunday afternoon at the Long Center at 2:30. The concert's free. Be able to come down and hear some incredible music. I know there are going to be some very familiar themes. Victory at Sea is something that was on TV, filmed, and all sorts of things. And that's got to be fun to put together because we all know Richard Rodgers' music from other musicals as well.
Yes. It was a TV series in the early 50s, and then it became a film in 1954, and Richard Rodgers wrote much of the music for that. This is an arrangement by John Moss of three of the more popular, the Guadalcanal and, of course, the Victory at Sea theme and so forth.
I know there are some lesser-known names on here for me. Robert Sheldon and this Requiem to a Land Forgotten. Tell us a little bit about that work.
Yes, that's a piece that he's done. It's been out for several years, and it's kind of a tribute to countries that have gone through tragedies, and we'll speak a little bit about that on the concert. I'd also like to note that Robert Sheldon, we're doing one of his pieces with the Black Band as well, called Skydance. It's brand new, just published this year. But I wanted to mention that Robert Sheldon will be on campus with us in the month of February. We always bring in a guest composer second semester, and Robert Sheldon will be with us. And so we'll be talking much more about Bob Sheldon in the months to come.
Oh, very fun. It's the Gold and Black Fall Concert Bands coming up Sunday afternoon. And of course, yeah, we'll be hearing a lot of music. I'm curious, we're gearing up for midterms and, you know, the country, all sorts of things that, you know, either side of the coin that you land on. It's got to be nice to have this sort of patriotic theme to be able to share here at Purdue.
Yes, both bands are ending their portion of the concert with a patriotic selection. The Gold Band was Sweet Land of Liberty. It hints at America in the themes. And then the Black Band, they're actually doing three that we're opening with an American fanfare. It has short Americana themes in a very short 2-minute fanfare. Or the Land of the Free, again, little snippets of Americana in it, hints at the Star Spangled Banner at times. And then I thought, you know, with us doing this Air, Land, and Sea theme, what a perfect opportunity to pay tribute to our veterans that protect our freedoms. And so we are closing with the famous Bob Loudon arrangement, Armed Forces Salute, goes through all of the branches with their themes. And we'll ask veterans to stand and be recognized and so forth. And I just think that's important to do, any opportunity we have to thank those folks.
Absolutely. Doug Fletcher's my guest, and the concert is Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Tell me a little bit about the bands. I know that I've read that there are over 1,000 kids that are in the Purdue bands and orchestras this fall. Tell us a little bit about the makeup of these bands.
Actually, last year we hit for the first time over 1,000, and then with the increased enrollment here at Purdue with incoming freshmen, that, you know, trickles down to us, of course, and we're over now 1,100.
Wow!
And these students that are in the fall concert bands, they are students that want to continue to play their instruments here at Purdue. We have quite a few freshmen in these groups. These are students that either elected not to participate in marching band or were not selected for the All-American Marching Band, but they want to continue to play, and we want to provide that opportunity for them. Our Gold Band rehearses Monday and Wednesday. It's 90 strong. And then our Black Band rehearses Tuesday and Thursday, and it is 105 members, one of our largest concert bands here.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's got to be a challenge in rehearsal spaces sometimes.
We're packed in there, yes.
Oh, man. Well, that is fabulous. We're really looking forward to it. I guess I'd end asking, what would you say to someone that's never been to a Purdue Band's concert? What would you say to them to say, hey, come and see this concert?
Well, first of all, it's free, and we never charge for our concerts here at Purdue. And I think you'll find several things on the program that you would enjoy. We try to do a variety in our programming, and they are fascinating students. The thing I always take year after year of being here is they're quality students. They take it very seriously. They're excellent musicians. They just want to continue to play their instruments. And I think an audience member would very much enjoy this program.
I know that it's always amazing to me to see 100 students come together in just 2 months and do such teamwork and musicality. It's got to be a lot of fun to see from day one to, you know, concert time to see how the transformation happens.
Yes. They come along quite quickly. They're very intelligent students, very talented. They buy into what we're doing, and I think they get a lot of out of it. I think for many students here at Purdue, it's a good outlet for them from their academic load.
All right. Well, Doug, we're looking forward to the concert Sunday afternoon, 2:30 at the Long Center. It's free and open to the public. We hope you'll come back for the next concerts.
Terrific. Thank you, John.